Welcome to the Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf from Vov Perek Shishi towards the end of Halacha Aleph. The Gemara on the top of the page brings Rabbi Kiva Oimer Shloisha. Rabbi Kiva says that the amount you need to distant from a single vine is not 6 tvachim, it's 3 tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yaakov b'Yehidi b'shem Rishu b'Levi Halacha k'divrei Mishu Mekel b'chutz la'aretz. The rule is the kilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael. In those days that they still kept kilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael, but you go to kul, you always rely on the most lenient opinion. And therefore you rely on your Mekiva. And that's what the Gemara goes on and says, Omar Yaakov b'Achov etani tamon, there's a braiso, halacha k'divrei Mishu Mekel b'chutz la'aretz. When we talk about out of Eretz Yisrael, halacha is the one, like the one who's Mekel. Halacha b'ezok the Mishnah. Oris shu yoytze min ha-madrego. So oris, as we said, as you have a row of vines next to a fence. Now if the oris is standing on a step, so it's a little elevated from the ground. Rav Lozov Yaakov says, im oymed ba'aretz, if when he stands on the ground, u'boitzer eskulo, he's able to harvest the entire row. So then, areize oyser arba'ames basote. So then you're not allowed to plant 4 ames in the sode. But if he is not able to harvest the vines standing on the ground, you have to step, go on top of the step in order to do it. So meaning from the field, really it's considered to be separated from the field. So then it's also only on top of the step, not down below on the field. Also one who plants one on the ground and one on the step. In Gavaya Sotvachim, there's 10 tvachim between the one on top and the one below, it doesn't join it. But if it's not, it does join. The Reb Chaim explains over here, we're talking about that there's a row below and there's a row above. And when you have two rows, that's when it becomes a vineyard, according to Basil. If you don't have two rows, you have only one row and there's no fence, it's not a vineyard. So the question is, does these two rows join together? The Gemara is going to explain to us, we're talking about that it's not a straight wall, but it's on an angle, it's like a ramp, and we'll get to it Be'ez Hashem in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov. So we have over here a list of names. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, and he's saying in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov. This combination is what the Gemara is going to focus on. Different Shmuels that were mentioned from this combination of Amoraim. What is it? So the Gemara starts and from Vov and Beis with the first one. Hagoyimim miskarim repochos mitefach. A person who cuts his vineyard, and he makes the vines less than a tefach close to the ground. So now anything that grows new from this piece of wood, which is in the ground, the bottom of the trunk, it looks like a new tree. So therefore, the first 3 years, he can't enjoy the fruits, even though this is really an old tree. According to the Gears of the Goyim, the Gears of Reb Chaim, Chachamim say no. Only if he completely flattens the tree, and now it's completely straight with the ground, then you're chayv, because of maris ha'ayin, for a new tree that comes out. But as long as there is any piece of the trunk still sticking out, it's not a din of orla. So that's one Shmuel. The Gemara goes on and brings another one. Shmuel bar Nachman, Shmuel bar Yonasan, Shmuel bar Yaakov. Hoy se keri min ha-leket min ha-shikcho min ha-peo. So leket shikcho peo, as we learned, and meseches peo. These are the matros anim. This is what you give the poor. They come to the field and they're able to take it. Leket shikho peo that the anim take are now required to do truma and maestros. But if they made a pile out of it, and now it looks like it's coming from a regular grain, it doesn't look like it belongs to the anim. It looks like any other person who has a pile of grain on his field. So therefore, chabit truma gedoyla pri maesayim. You need to take truma gedoyla from it, the anim needs to give truma because it looks not like a matas anim. So here we have a small difference because we bring Rishu Malachman, the name of Yonasan, bring Ablozer Yaakov as well, but we're saying Mishum B'Shamay. And what are we saying? The mace causes tumor, it spreads tumor 4 ames in Rishu Sarabi. Why? Not because this is a real tumor. The tumor doesn't spread unless you have an oil, unless you have a tent. But the reason why it spreads is you don't want people to get too close to the mace. You want to make sure there's distance so the people that are taking care of the mace are able to focus them and they're not going to be bothered by other people. So you say 4 ames, there's 2 all around it, so nobody will get close to it. So now the Gemara says, Ramana Omar Hadoach Rayusa, this last thing that we said, Mishu Beit Shammai, as we mentioned, it's the name of Beit Shammai. That's one a little different than the ones we said before. That's the name of Beit Shammai. The other ones are not. All these Shmuas that we had, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rav Shmuel Bar Yonasan, and Blazer Bar Yaakov, all coming in the name of Beit Shammai. So now the Gemara concludes and connects these Shmuas to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is also in the name of Blazer Bar Yaakov. And two of what we mentioned, the name of Blazer Bar Yaakov, we explain because of Maris Ayin, because just that doesn't look right. So says the Gemara, Omav Yoino, Uf Hadod Taninon. Also what we have in our Mishnah, Bipri Maris Ayin, it's the reason Maris Ayin. Meaning that when you, if it's on a step, and he's standing below the step and is able to harvest the vines, so then this step is considered to be in a straight line with the field. But if he's not able to, so then not. So he says, Deloiken, if you don't say that, Ma bino imid baritz, ma bino imid madrego. What's the difference if he's standing on the field or he's standing on the madrego? Or he's standing on the step? Why should there be a difference? So really, the step is considered to be a separate place from the field. And the only thing is, when you are in the field and you're able to harvest, it looks marisai, it looks wrong. It looks as if the step is part of the field. So that's why it's a problem of kilayim if you're in that situation. But it's only a din of a marisai, and that's what Gemara concludes as a hemshech of what we mentioned, and even Blazer Bar Yaakov, and a few of them are because of marisai. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Nun Vov.